You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Before you marry someone, you should make them use a computer with really, really slow internet, just so you can see who they really are.
You better preach. Just play that track.
Guys, it's Chelsea
and Stacey,
and this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
What up, singles?
Episode 22.
Deuce.
Oh my goodness! I know I talked about part of my 22nd birthday on here when I had a gut feeling that someone was cheating on me,
yes.
And then I called
them
out
did.
On it, and then I had a crazy night and I made a girl cry and I ate Cheez-Its in the boudoir and I woke up not remember any of it, and then my roommate was just like, "So did you apologize to that girl you made cry?" I was like, "Crap, that really happened."
Yeah, it did.
Man.
I was there. You made some money, though.
Yeah, so sometimes, I will say in the urban community, sometimes when it's your birthday, everyone will pin like a dollar to your shirt. So someone got it started. I was just walking around with singles all over the place, and
people just kept bouncing over and the one person, more money on her.
Right, and the one person that I worked with, the bar we went to, she knew the bartender. So that night, because you know, it's newly single, I consumed a bottle of Patron that evening, and I did not get sick. Yay,
Cheez-Its.
I know, man, to this day, like, Chelsea always just tells
every
me that
every time
story.
We see Cheez-Its, I'm like, Stacey, you want some Cheez-Its in the boudoir?
I don't remember that at all. I do remember eating Cheez-Its, but I don't remember saying.
No, she was laying in bed. Like, you know how in the old movies the Roman people are getting fed grapes? She was doing that, but with Cheez-Its. Just put to herself.
Those were some good Cheez-Its, I'm trying to tell you.
I have no doubt. Cheez-Its are delicious.
Yes. So
I miss
delicious.
Them.
Oh, that was also my theme song back then. Fergalicious. That's Fergalicious, still my theme song.
Yeah.
Coming to me.
Call me
Stacey. I'm the F to the E, R, G the I, the E, and can't no other lady put it down like me. I'm Stacey.
Fergalicious. Sorry.
Don't you dare apologize.
I went for the real song.
I know, right? I'd be up in the gym just working on my fitness. She's my witness. Ooh.
But these girls are lock,
and they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So anyways, Chelsea.
Yeah.
How was your night last night?
Last night, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so last week we talked about the wedding bonanza, the bridal fashion show, plus size bridal fashion show, and we were all excited. Yes, it was actually awesome. I had so much fun. I got to show up there early. I got my makeup done.
Ooh.
I got my hair did.
Oh.
I posted pictures all over Facebook. I was like, I look so good right now.
I look beautiful. Look at me. That's why I always say when I get married someday, like, number one, I'm going to be balling. It's going to be a platinum wedding. And people that I haven't talked to in like 5 years, I'm like, oh my goodness, just come to my wedding. It'll be a fun reunion. I'm going to look amazing.
Right? I'm going to
And you're going to wonder why you ever stopped talking to me, because I'm the most fabulous person in the room.
Did that get
on
a little crazy,
night.
Girl? At
what?
That point, that
not
got a
crazy.
Little crazy, girl.
I'm not crazy. I am not crazy.
Oh, man.
What was the name of the chick from Wedding Crashers? The like real crazy acting one.
Because I'll find you.
So we have a little bit of a wedding theme going on today. So last night I got my hair did. I got my makeup done.
Oh.
I looked fabulous. I got to wear 4 different wedding dresses.
Whoa.
We practiced, but we didn't like practice with the changing of the outfits because, you know, you can't really do that.
That's
and
real.
Have everything stay organized and clean.
Very true.
You're so
such a model.
There were 10 of us.
Whoa.
And 4 dresses each. There were 40 dresses.
Oh my gosh.
And I had so much fun.
Aww.
Like, I know I told everybody, like, when just trying on the dresses was fun, but no, like, when you're in it and you're looking all pretty.
Aww.
So Amy and Amanda, they own the bridal shop that we were fashion showing for. It's called Bombshell Bridal.
Yes.
It is on Harper.
Woo.
Next to the Domino's.
Yes.
I should know the address, but I want to say it's between 11 and 12. That might be wrong, though, so you should definitely Google it.
If you have internet skills,
Bombshell
and
Bridal,
you're dating someone you're thinking about getting married to,
Bombshell Bridal,
find a slow
internet
connection.
They're gonna listen to this and be like, really,
and
Chelsea, you've been there like 15 times, you don't know where it is.
You're like, I know super, where it is. I can get there. The address.
I just probably couldn't get other people there.
So that's no problem, right?
That's not a big deal, right? Anyways, so Amy and Amanda were supposed to join us tonight, but they have a business run and it is booming,
Bombshell.
All these women who want to get married, who have curves, can't try on the dresses at other bridal shops. So they have people driving up from Georgia to coming to. Yeah. One of the girls who was in the fashion show, she was a bride from them already. She's from Georgia, and she came up to do the fashion show again.
Georgia.
They had somebody in there from Toronto the last week.
Toronto,
it's like,
oh,
are you in Minnesota?
Minnesota.
In Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania with Philadelphia.
Where you got changed. It changed you.
Yeah, listen. No, I'm not going to be bitter.
No,
we're talking about weddings.
It's okay. We're talking about weddings. So, so it was just this really, it was awesome because every girl that was in there had a different body shape, and they found dresses that made all of us just look so freaking fantastic. And we're all in the back, like before we got started, we're all dancing and having a good, it was awesome. It was so much fun. I felt so pretty.
You are pretty.
If you go to Bombshell Bridal's Facebook, they have a live feed. So if you are getting married, you want to look at the dresses that we had, we'll post it on our Facebook because I'm pretty darn proud of myself.
You should be.
I'm at 11:30, 15:30, 19:10. 22:30, and then I make an absolute ass of myself at 27. I had this beautiful dress at the end, and it was the one I was talking about last week that I was just so excited to wear.
Yeah.
And then I walk off, and I realize after I'm done that it had pockets, and I didn't, right? So they had all of us walk back out. We walk back out. I don't realize they're still streaming live on Facebook. I walk out, and I say to the audience, I'm like, it has pockets, and I just found out.
Have you seen that meme? Buys a dress with pockets. Someone says, nice dress. I say, oh my gosh, it has pockets!
Seriously. Pockets. My favorite is the fact that, like, you know, people can comment on the live feed, so I watched it, and somebody live was like, oh my gosh, I love pockets, right when I said that.
Wait, it's a mate. Whoever first came out with a dress with pockets, it was a game changer.
No, seriously.
You don't need a clutch. You just...
Pockets!
You can just be cool. And
can,
like,
you imagine? You look fabulous in your wedding dress, but you want to have your phone on you because we live in this technology? Yes, I know. And... But you want to have your phone on you because we live in that world. And it's just in your pocket. You can't even tell because it's a nice big full dress. Oh, my gosh, so pretty.
No one should call you on your wedding day. It's just like, I don't have time for drama.
Right, but if you want to take a selfie or something.
Have it in airplane mode. But I can totally take
a selfie, but leave me alone.
Right. No calls.
So anyway, I'm so bummed that they can't be here with us because they were going to talk about their story and how they got everything founded, which Amy and Amanda, you are welcome back anytime.
Yes.
But I did want to let everybody know that they have a Black Friday sale.
And side note, that's next week.
That's next week.
I was scheduling a meeting today at work, and I'm just like, oh, we can do next Wednesday or Thursday. And they're like, how about not Thursday?
How about not Thanksgiving?
And I'm just like, okay, we'll stick with Wednesday. And they're like, Thursday's Thanksgiving. I'm like, oh.
Well, that makes sense then.
Well, I just work harder.
I like food.
Right?
So just so everybody knows, this is for Black Friday only. And if you make an appointment that day, any in-stock bridal gown that they have is... let's see. I'm just going to read it exactly like she wrote, I'm not messing it up. All in-stock bridal gowns are 50% off that day.
Whoa!
And you have to make an appointment.
Whoa.
But this is a big deal.
Do you know
their
how
dresses
much?
Go... They start at
$399. Right?
Their dresses... their dresses start at $399, and they do have ones that are up to $5,000.
Yeah.
But they told us that most of their inventory is between $1,000 and $2,000, which is pretty average for a bridal shop.
Yeah, that's good.
But they have gorgeous dresses that are $399.
Oh, I watch.
And if you go, I know, right?
Oh my gosh, get out of here.
I know, and I'm so funny.
Oh my gosh, you watched me at 9 and...
15.
Oh my gosh. Diva.
But yeah, so you need to make an appointment. All their info is on their Facebook page, which is Bombshell Bridal Boutique. But the phone number is 586 294-7280. And I know we want to support our small businesses on Saturday, but let's be real. If you're getting married,
shoot,
get in there.
Just saying. Just saying.
And you just make sure you tell them reasons why I'm single sent you.
Woo.
Because
R-W-I-S.
Hashtag
Rose. Where is what? Use your words. Enunciate.
So we're so excited. We got a little business now.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we got to talk about some stuff.
Oh.
Well, first thing, we're going to talk about our sponsor.
Hey, another one?
Another one.
Oh.
That would be Thrivent Financial.
Hey.
We love Thrivent.
Yeah, and they love you.
They love you too, Stacey.
They told me. Last Sunday.
All right. Support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial. To help your life and finances connect for good, Thrivent helps its members be wise with money and live generously. More than 2.3 million people count on Thrivent to help them protect their families and strengthen the communities where they live. To learn more about what makes Thrivent unique, contact Don Lyon or Pat Klenner at 586-773-7596.
Thank you, Thrivent.
Thank you. And thank you again, Thrivent, for putting money towards my dad's benefit.
That was
so awesome.
They were
of them.
All over the bowling alley. It was amazing. They were
and
so
they
awesome.
Just, you know, and it really just is a testament to how... It's not just about finances.
Exactly.
It's about your life.
Right? They always say it's about community, and that was definitely it.
I felt that, for sure.
Yeah. So.
Stacey, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for the fake name letter of the day.
So, the fake name letter of the day is what we use to help save the shade. So, instead of using people's real names,
we use a fake letter, and then we make all the fake names, all the names that we use today about the fake letter. So, Stacey is reaching the bowl. There are not very many letters left.
All right.
Hey, what'd you get, Stace?
The fake name letter of the day is excited. I.
Ooh, nice.
Right? So, Chels, would you like to give us some examples of some letters?
Certainly.
That start with I.
Isaiah. Thomas.
Or as Sarah would say from Stacey would say from the Bible.
Imhotep.
No. Our guest knows.
From the mummy. Imhotep.
Oh yeah. Remember we saw them, we're just like, we're going as right? Egyptians for Halloween.
Oh my god, right? We were so sure.
Right. Plus gold eyeshadow is my life.
Right? It looks good on you.
I know,
girl.
Right?
It
I just wanted
so
to hear
you
say it.
Irma.
Best frozen custard. Yes. Irma.
But yeah, so we got plenty of words.
Names, Chelsea. Names.
Nouns. We have plenty of nouns.
And we also have a guest in the studio.
Yes, it's our second time guest.
Oh, man.
We're doing good on the second time.
Repeat.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here.
We have the wonderful, amazing Calvin.
Hello.
In the studio with us.
Thank you so much, back. Calvin.
Yeah, so last time Calvin
was here
in the studio, he was technically single.
He was married.
I was married religiously.
Religiously.
Oh, that's right. But
God
now,
was okay with
God,
Jesus was like, you do that thing.
But now,
God was
everyone's
like,
okay with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Now the state's like, hey, I guess we're okay with this too.
You checked that M box.
Yes, I did. I did.
Congratulations.
The state has, thankfully, they have honored our heterosexual journey together and given us a marriage license.
Your heterosexual journey is legal.
Hey, you know it is. It is a legal heterosexual journey now. Apparently, so
I don't know what that meant. Okay,
but I'm not the only guest. So my wife is a real estate agent. She's been working all day. Bless her heart. Fantastic. And so she's been running from place to place. And I told her I was here because tonight's date night.
Yeah, so wait, you're here?
She's not home yet. And so our date is at 9:30.
Okay.
I texted her. I said, hey, I'm going to, you know, to kind of pinch hit for the ladies at Reasons Why I'm Single. And she said, oh, I'm right down the street.
Oh, nice.
Oh, awesome.
Oh.
you should come in and be on with us.
Be all adorable and
we're gonna be super adorable. She's fantastic.
Side note, we met Calvin because we met his wife first.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, we did, because I was being nice. Not just because I was being nice, but she was
you're such a brat. Because I was like being nice.
I was like so nice. No. She was sitting on a couch at one of our events, and she was by herself. And I turned to Cece, and we were networking. And I was like, I'm going to
network. That's like working a net.
I'm going to network over there. And so I sat down, and we had a good time.
And you met the missus, or the future missus, who is now the missus.
All the missus.
So now what are you going to count as your marriage date?
Here's the thing. I feel like we're going to have to ask this question again when she gets here.
That's right. I don't make any decisions without her.
Oh, my God. We should have played the newlywed game. We should have asked him a bunch of questions.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
And then
her
answer.
I am that guy where she will be talking to me and I'll be like,
And she'll be like, oh, you're he's definitely going to say this. And you're going to be like, tacos. And she's like, the answer was Lysol.
Yeah. She's the more meticulous pay attention to people type thing. And I would get everything wrong and get in a lot of trouble. But no, she'll be here in a minute. And to answer that same question, I would say that we've got two wedding dates that I now have to honor.
That's real.
The tough part is, okay, so the wedding, the religious ceremony was May the 3rd. I wanted it to be May the 4th, so it could be May the 4th
be
with you.
May the 4th be with you.
But our pastor wasn't available, so it's May the 3rd before May the 4th be with you. But so we did that. I have to honor that date. And then
wait, that's wrong.
Trace
de Mayo.
Don't worry, I've done that before too.
And then her birthday is October 17th. We got married on October 21st. So I've got gifts to get on her birthday and gifts to get on.
I'm going to be real. Girl did it right. She's got 2 days for presents for a wedding.
Like, I know a friend who's
but
a Christmas
she's got
baby.
Two
so it's always tough.
Two anniversaries, though. Two anniversaries as well.
That's what I'm saying. Twice as special. Yeah. It's your anniversary. Yeah.
I mean, there's people that I know that'll be like on Facebook and be like, it's the anniversary of our first kid.
No, that's like one of my bosses at work because I had to go get flowers and stuff for them. I was just like, wait, I thought I just did this like a couple months ago. It's like, no, it's the anniversary of our first date. I'm like, listen.
That's not a real anniversary.
But I mean, hey, more presents, more
whatever,
flowers.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if it's an excuse for him to be nice.
And get laid.
That's right. And let's be honest, when you ladies have that guy in your life, and he wants to celebrate, if he's nostalgic and wants to celebrate those special days.
Oh, no, if
like,
he
oh
wants to
gosh.
Celebrate those, I'm going to be a girl about it and be like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
But that's
then
real.
Be like,
right
yeah,
now
I was that girl who was totally against
oh, no.
it.
Oh, no, I know, right?
No, that's real. I've learned, like, this year, like, all the stuff I said I would never do, just, like, just professional stuff, like, oh, I never wanted to, like, do a project like this. Like, I've done them all. And I'm just like, why do I even talk anymore? This year was all about just breaking boundaries. I can do it. So, even though we're talking
about... So, where did you guys go for honeymoon? I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's good because she breaks in and tells the same stories I'm telling. She'll interrupt. You'll see this when she gets here. So, I can tell it while she's not here for a minute. So, we went to Washington, D.C.
I've been there twice.
And it's fantastic.
It's awesome.
Well, I'm a historian and I do tours of Detroit.
Yeah.
That's my business. And 7.2 tours. Shameless plug, right?
It's not shameless.
No, it's not.
But
plug it up. That sounded terrible.
The blueprint for Detroit was based on Pierre L'Enfant's plan for Paris, France.
Yes.
And it's the same plan that was used for Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so
we go to Washington, D.C., it doesn't seem so weird.
It doesn't seem so crazy,
yes.
right? Yeah, it's just
there
way
it
bigger. It's like,
right,
oh my
right?
God, these
bigger.
Buildings are just mammoth.
right?
But yeah, we got to go. We wanted to go see the new African American History Museum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we saw the outside of it,
aww,
but we did not get to go in.
Next time.
But I complained on Facebook. Before we went, I knew we weren't going to get into the White House. I knew we weren't going to get into this African American History Museum. And I complained on Facebook, can't get into the museum, can't get into the White House. We'll still make something good of it, right? It's our honeymoon.
Right.
And, we're still going to do it.
Well, her brother worked in the military for many years. And so he's pretty high up. And he saw my post and he said, hey, let me see what I can do.
Oh.
And he texts her or emails her and he says, hey, I need you to fill out this little link. And you're into the White House.
Dang!
And so we get a tour of the White House. And we get there, and
did you see Michelle?
No, we did not.
Ugh.
They were home though. They were home. that was my first question. Is Barack home? Barack and Michelle.
What
up, like,
man?
Actually,
what's up?
They are home. But the funny thing is, so we get there and you go through the west through the East Wing, not
right.
the West Wing. And it's a self-guided tour. So once you're in, you just kind of walk through these stanchions, the red velvet mm-hmm. ropes. And there's a Secret Service agent stationed in each room, and they tell you all about the history of that room.
Ooh.
When I think Secret Service, I'm thinking like Jack Ryan,
right,
you know,
right.
You know, yeah, protecting the president.
I freaking love those
And
books,
this guy's like, well,
way,
this chair is from Victorian England. And I'm like, well, that's not what I think this guy signed
Although
up for.
Although I bet you Jack Ryan could totally be a boss at
Probably,
that job.
Totally could. But it was so cool.
It's
so
real.
We get there, though, and it's a self-guided tour, and everybody's kind of passing us, and Jen says, we're getting a guided tour. I said, no, honey, I don't think we're getting a guided tour. It's self-guided. I think you misunderstood. She's like, no, we're getting a guided tour. I was like, honey, everybody's passing us. The Secret Service
honey,
agent's coming out of the secret door here.
You're wrong.
And I was like, I don't think we're getting it. And
I
so
love
she goes,
you,
no.
But you're wrong.
So she calls a lady that we set it all up through. And she goes, oh, I was at the security checkpoint. I'll be there in a minute. So she comes around, and yeah, lo and behold, we are getting a guided tour.
That's really cool.
She knew.
So we get a guided tour through the East Wing. And halfway through,
not the West Wing.
I'm like, okay, so you work here in the White House? She's like, yeah. So what is it you do here at the White House? Because I know, she said, this is my first time giving a tour, so she had her little notes and everything. So what do you do at the White House? She's like, well, my job? I was like, yeah, what's your job here? She goes, well, you know. And I was like, yeah, okay. Right. She goes, well, what do you do? She goes,
who is your daddy and what does he do?
I'm a member of the National Security Council. And
oh,
I was like, what? Like President Obama, a member of the National Security Council. She's like, well, we're a pretty big team, so there's a lot of us.
But he's one of them.
He's the head of it. Well, he's ahead of it all, but he's a
right,
member of the National
right.
Security Council. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy.
You are officially yeah. 1 degree away from the president.
I
of the
am
States.
1 degree away
have
from the
like
president.
Have you like never felt safer?
Well, not anymore. Not anymore.
More
not
dangerous.
After,
oh, that's real.
Yeah, this
oh.
just got real.
You're in danger, Calvin. Yeah,
is his not, wife really coming
not
here?
Not after January
20th. Else coming in?
Not after January
20th. Jack Ryan.
Bum, 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 bum.
Dun, 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 dun.
But anyway.
Craziness.
Oh my God, that's awesome though.
Yeah, it was really cool. We also got a private tour of the Pentagon.
Oh,
and so here's the cool thing. He's like, hey, you want a private tour of the Pentagon? I was like, I didn't know they did private tours of the Pentagon. He's like, oh, no, they don't. Would you
Dang!
Like a,
yeah,
would you like a
like,
private tour
yes,
of the Pentagon?
Yes, I would.
Yes,
yes,
I would.
Yes, I would.
So we got to do that. And we got to go some great, you know, some great restaurants. But let me just tell you this. Detroit, hands down, has way better restaurants
oh, for sure.
than Washington, D.C. Yeah. Washington,
you know
D.C. is Washington, D.C.
You know why? Because we here in Detroit, we like to eat.
Yeah, we're foodies.
Yeah.
We're
so it doesn't matter about how much it is in it or what the blah, 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 blah. Like, no, does it taste good?
Yeah.
Just and saying. Then does it taste better than that?
Yeah, I mean, I was there and there. I mean, they did have some really, they had like this really good piece of chicken that I went to. We went to this place called
I had
Proof.
Some chicken.
And it was succulent
Can you
chicken,
give me
right?
Proof?
It was fantastic. But I was still like, oh, you know what? I've had way better in Detroit. But yeah.
Hey, really what up, Detroit?
Yeah, my wife just texted me. She's here.
Yeah, I see the door handle She's, moving, oh, actually, oh, kind of creepily.
Oh, here comes the bride.
Yay!
Here comes the bride.
Oh, she got herself a drink, too.
So,
yeah.
Honey, why don't you...
I was going to say, why don't you sit next to your hubby?
To
right. right, but you
does
can't
that
sit
mic
here
work?
This mic...
Does that mic work?
No, it's not on yet.
Okay.
But right. if you sit there, because this mic sucks.
Okay.
So...
Here's the wifey.
Oh, they're married.
Okay, can I just tell you guys... Yeah, I'm such a morbid child. So, just so y'all know, there's the preface. So, when I was little, we had a girl in our school who had leukemia, so she got a Make-A-Wish. So then I was like, what would I do
okay.
if I got a Make-A-Wish? Yeah, no, it wasn't anything terrible.
Okay.
Oh, they're kissing, by the way.
Aww, goals.
So.
Hey, that car was private.
My. So, my. Dream Make-A-Wish was to go to Washington, D.C. and to go to all the places where they're blocked off. So the fact that you got to go and take a tour of the Pentagon when they don't do that, I'm just like,
the dream
jealous.
Is a wish your heart makes.
I'm so jealous. It wasn't that bad.
Oh no, it wasn't. I really didn't know where you were
Stacey
going
because so
you're like, this is so morbid.
But,
so there was a person with
no,
a disease.
I mean,
I'm like,
no,
oh
but
my
who
gosh.
Sits here and thinks like, if I had a dying disease and I gotta make a wish, what would it be?
I mean, we do the we do it with all scenarios, even weddings. Oh, if I get married, where would I want it?
Oh yeah, no, I totally do that.
Totally do it.
But then people have that make a wish and they do like something crazy, like they gave the key to the city. The Bat Kid.
Oh yeah.
He ended up dying, which is sad. But he became Batman for a day.
Yeah.
And then we're like, I just want to go to Washington, D.C. That would be cool. Like, oh, I am definitely whiffing at this whole Make-A-Wish Foundation thing.
Well, even though getting married are our goals, Chelsea and I are still stuck being single. So we are going to have a guest call in, and she's going to tell us a bad dating story.
I love it so much.
And then we can talk more about this adorable married couple in the studio.
Right.
And how adorable it is being married. And you can tell us what we have to look forward to. Side note, you guys are adorable.
Lots
I'm gonna
of
have
sex.
A, I'm going to have... There's yes!
That's what I'm talking
There's
about.
That. Hallelujah.
Yes! Won't he do it? All right.
I love it. We're a single show, but we're talking about marriage and weddings and wedding
it's
dresses.
Man, you brought it up first.
Side note, shout out to her.
I totally brought
it
up.
I did see those pictures. I was like, man, she looks
good.
It's
like vision boarding. And you're just talking about it.
Vision boarding. There
I don't
you
know
go.
What that is, so but good. All three girls we were know, like, yes.
It's like Pinterest. It's like Pinterest.
Okay, but all right.
Literally.
Right? Or so, you could go word of faith on that.
I don't. Nope, there's a reason I left.
Oh, it just got
He's still
real.
A believer.
It's so awkward.
So, shout out to our sound engineer, Jess.
What up, Jess? Aww,
thank you. Nothing. Why are you guys talking about marriage and being single all on the same show?
It's yep. true. Hashtag goals yep. over it's, here.
Oh,
it's getting real.
I've got your caller on the line.
We have a caller.
Yes. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Stacy.
I just realized that two of my fellow trumpets are going to be on the phone.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
We were in a musical together, and we weren't allowed to say whores, so we
so
were
we had we were strumpets.
Hi,
and I've worn that costume for Halloween several times.
Nice.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
So, caller, what is your name?
What's your name?
Stephanie.
Yes.
Can you not hear us?
No.
At all?
Like, I can hear you a little bit.
We're very far away.
Can you guys hear me?
So far
we can hear you.
Away.
Okay.
Doesn't anyone
I just have a crummy
stay
phone.
In one place anymore? Oh, she heard our harmonies. I've been practicing.
Can't be so fine to see your face at my door.
So we've been talking about marriage on our show and talking about cute things and goals. And Stephanie, you're definitely on my list of people that I want. You're one of my goals.
Well, are you married or are you single?
Yes.
Yeah, she's married, like, very married
with an 18-month-old.
Oh,
seriously, the cutest.
He is such a
so
cutie
cute.
Pie.
What's his name?
He's very squishy. He's very squishy, which makes it much better. He's a good snuggler.
Why is it that it's only cute to be chubby when you're a baby?
Yeah, that's right. Hey. Who you
tell him? No, yeah. Just saying. Something went wrong with that idea.
I think you're cute.
So, even though we've been talking about these awesome married people that we're friends with, we're wondering, do you have a bad dating story so that...
From pre-marriage.
Yes, so that Chelsea and I can know that we have...
Yeah, I never really had any horrible dates with my husband, thankfully. That's probably why he's my husband.
Good job, husband.
I had Brandon did well, thankfully, in the dating realm. But I had one bad experience. It was like the guy I had the biggest crush on all through high school.
Of course. Hey, what was his name? The fake name letter of the day is
an
I.
He went to Stevenson.
Well, you can't don't say his real name. Hang on.
We called him Bobby Mocha, but I Polish danced with him.
Okay.
And I was like, I had the hugest. Crush
well, let's call him Ike. Let's call him Ike.
Ike, okay.
That's our
Ike
fake name letter
good.
Of the day.
And he graduated 2 years before me. I needed an escort for dance because we had like a debutante ball. So he was my escort. And then he's like, I want to take you to dinner. Let's go to your favorite restaurant. What's your favorite restaurant?
Oh,
I said,
gosh,
Red Lobster. He said, good, I'm taking you to Red Lobster.
Oh, you better do it.
We ended up at Taco Bell Pizza Hut.
No!
First off,
I know who this is.
Oh, I don't know. What?
Yeah.
How did that even happen? How do you go from Red Lobster to Taco Bell?
Somebody spent their money.
I don't know.
Somebody spent their money somewhere else.
That's false advertising.
Absolutely. That's
and
totally
then,
false
and then we proceeded to go back to my house, and my parents knew like how much I loved this guy, and they actually like were out of the house when we came home. So I thought, all right, it was a crappy dinner, whatever.
Girl.
So Pete proceeded to sit in the Lazy Boy instead of on the love seat or on the couch.
Oh
my God. Like, okay, well, that's not ending well, but that's okay.
Well, so. At least you know. Like, at least you went out with them. And you're just like, you know what? I'm not wasting any more of my time.
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay. You won.
It's okay.
Have you seen your husband and your child? You won.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. And he's, I'm sure, I think, still unmarried and single. So
well,
I think I picked the right.
It doesn't sound like he's got game. I'm just chiming in.
The story I texted Stacey about probably like my favorite of my sister. Like, I used to listen to my older sister and her friends talk about their horrible dating experiences.
It's real.
And my sister was dating a guy,
Irving.
And he wanted to set up his friend with one of my sister's friends. You know, the man code, like, you have to.
It's real.
Gotta, you have to get my guy a friend
in order for us to actually go out.
Right.
Yeah.
Silly codes. Yeah. More like guidelines, anyways.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Thank God you're married. Just keep thanking God that you're married.
Yes. We keep thanking God.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I'm having a very luxurious married evening. My bra is off. I had macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
And I'm watching Steve Harvey.
You're living
Family Feud.
She's living my life like she is, except she has greater achievements than mine. I'm working on it.
Oh, my God.
So I guess my sister and her boyfriend or whatever, the guy she was dating, they headed to the restaurant, and this gentleman picks up her friend, and I guess the date started okay. He was nice. He picked her up at the door and everything.
Mm.
They get to the restaurant, and he proceeded to pull out some sort of a tool. I believe it was a screwdriver, and it popped out his radio. This was not like one of the old school CD ones that you could just like press the button and it popped off. Like,
that's what I'm thinking.
He chiseled out his radio from his old pickup truck and brought it in and set it on the table at Joe's Crab Shack.
What?
Because
Listen.
He didn't want to leave it in his car for fear that it would be stolen.
Okay, if this is as far back as I think it was, there was only like one Joe's Crab Shack in the area. It wasn't in a bad area. There was
Dang. So did the radio have its own place setting at the table? Because that would be great.
Oh, it was right in the middle of the table.
Oh my gosh. Don't throw it in the crab leg bucket. It'll just be all bad. But it'll be in a delicious butter sauce.
Sure, like that's like the center of attention then when someone walks over, and he like very proudly said, "Well, I don't want to get stolen out of my car." And the guy was like,
Irving.
That waited on him was probably thinking like, okay, I don't think anybody wants your radio.
I don't think anybody wants your truck either. Like,
radio killed the radio star.
Just a bit of a.
I mean, at least he took her to Joe's Crab Shack and not Taco Bell.
That's true. It's better than Taco Hut.
Taco Hut. Back in the day.
So I did have my choice. I could have had pizza or a taco.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, he likes to give his ladies options. He still failed. But he likes to give his ladies options. Can it be lobster or crab or steak? No.
I know. That's what I wish. That's
no,
what I'm
hoping
for.
You get taco or nacho, or
but it's funny because now that I'm older and single, those are like valid choices for me. I'm like, tacos or nachos or pizza sounds so good.
It's still like when you're being taken on a date, and like I wouldn't have had an issue if you would have been like, listen, I don't have a lot of money, let's go wherever.
Just be honest.
I would have been totally fine. But when you promise a girl red lobster and she really likes to eat,
that's
a problem. That's a problem.
Ridiculous.
Now I'm with you.
Well, thank you so much
for calling
in, Stephanie.
Oh,
you girls.
You are amazing. And I promise if you're free sometime, I will legit take you to Red Lobster.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I can't go, but I'm all over
it. Come snuggle Nolan.
Yeah.
Stephanie, you're welcome in the studio or on the phone anytime.
Woo!
All right. Thank you, girl.
Yeah,
thank you. Have a good night. Enjoy more mac and cheese.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye.
She's so sweet. I know, right?
Yay.
Okay, so let's get back
I'm
to
I'm just
the
happy
matter.
That other people have gone on some crazy dates.
And
but
they have, there's hope.
Right? And then they still end up in love and happy and awesome, and someday we'll be like this couple.
Although we never had any crazy dates.
Oh, I've had a few.
Ooh, it's
you, but you and I together.
No, I don't think we've had
any. It was amazing from the beginning, right? Did we ever have any bad dates?
Oh, God.
I was looking for that reassurance.
Yeah, right. He's like, this is when you say it was amazing every day.
We have a date jar. I don't even want to.
What's a date jar?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the thing for Pinterest with the
teeth? Yeah. Yeah. Like
I didn't know it was from Pinterest. I thought I was being original.
Bullshit.
It's from her vision board.
Okay, so he did that for me.
Although every once in a while you're gonna pull one out and it's just gonna be like, I get to touch your butt. That's all it's
gonna
be. No, actually they're not like that, but
she took those out already.
She's used all those up.
No, I haven't used them all up.
I touched the butt.
But it was funny. So he did this great it was for Valentine's Day, right?
Oh, yeah, it was for Valentine's Day.
Not this last year, but the year prior.
Yeah.
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
2 years.
So we did that, but then he was like, you only have a year to use these all.
And
whoa. But then, first thing comes up. One of the things was to go to Holland Deer and Tulip Fest.
Yeah. Well, come to find out. I do that every year.
Yeah. So come to find out, the funny thing is a lot of the ones that he did, he hates to do.
But I knew she'd like it.
I know you'd love it. So how, you know, Tulip Fest comes around. He's like, I don't want to go.
I thought he was being so sweet. I know. But now I'm like,
and so then what happened was, so then I pulled this out of, we didn't get to go. And I told him, well, you've got to take the year restriction off now.
Yeah, right? Ah. No, that's right.
You know?
It's still in play.
So he's like, okay, you're right. We need to go. So we didn't get to go this year because this year we were planning our wedding. So now, next year?
Next May.
Woo!
Yeah.
Next May. Okay.
The regret in his voice as he says, yeah.
No, Tulip
you
Fest
put it in
good.
The jar.
See, I lived in Holland for a year. Okay, it's the whitest city on earth.
It is.
I will tell you that. They love their whiteness.
No. I have to tell you the craziest thing ever, because I go with my friends who have kids and all this stuff. So the parade is during Tulip Festival, mm-hmm. and we're standing there, and we go mark our spot, and then we're going to go get lunch. And I was like, what do you mean we're going to mark our spot and go get lunch? She goes, oh, yeah, we're going to set up our camp with our little and I was like, but your stroller's there. And the restaurant's like 3 blocks that way. And she goes, it'll be fine.
It'll be
fine.
And I'm
like, no, it won't. Like, to the point where literally, she's just gone. She's already walking to the restaurant. The rest of us just keep looking back like, when
came back and it was there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was there.
That's right, because that's Holland.
I feel like there was even a cupcake.
Whoa.
Like, it was like.
Wait, what?
Like, then somebody just gave us a cupcake.
So is it heaven?
I will tell you this.
Not
though.
Really. It
took me 6 months to find a barbershop. Let's just put it that way. That's how white it is. It's super Dutch. Super Dutch.
It's very
Dutch. Dutch people love
very
three
Dutch-y.
Things. They love Jeopardy. They love banquette, and they love hating Mexican people.
Wait, what
those
was
are the
second
three
one?
Things.
What is
banquette? It's this like shortbread type cake thing.
It's so
Google
good.
It.
I've never heard of it.
They also love Svart Pete.
I've never had it.
Yeah, and their women are tall as all get out.
My friend,
super tall. I felt like
my
all
friend
of them
Ivy
dunk on me.
Is 5'11". Yeah, that was a very
so
loud.
I left Holland.
He does
right before
love their
tulip
brewery.
Time. I left before tulip time, and. Came back.
What time is it? Tulip time.
Came back. Home improvement. Okay. Anyway. So I came back.
Tim the tulip.
I was dating this girl named Israel at the time.
She was ugly. Just so you know.
She was not attractive.
She was like worth it.
We went back.
She didn't win.
I had a bunch of friends I had a bunch of friends who still live there, and there were a bunch of Asian people there. And I lived there for a year, not seeing one Asian people. And I was like, oh my God.
One
Asian person.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my gosh, look at all these Asian people that came in, these tourists that came in for this event.
Tulip time, yeah.
And my friends that still live there were like, oh no.
Yeah.
No, they're not tourists. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, no, they live here. Hey. What are you talking about? They don't come below 16th Street until tulip time. They come down once a year. There's one part of Holland where they just stay in, where I thought that they were all tourists. Nope.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Not at
that
all.
That is so funny. No, so he did surprise me with this great date idea thing, and we have done quite a few of them.
We've done a few of them, yeah. Yes. We built a fort. We built a blanket fort.
A blanket fort in our
in
living
house.
Room. That was one of them.
We did a French night where we watched Ratatouille.
We got all
It
was so good. But he came up with all of them. Like, he did. He came up with all of them.
And our burrito was probably the best story,
though. That was hilarious.
Though.
So he had one of the sticks was to go to the Ann Arbor Arboretum.
Arboretum. Yeah, all right. There we go.
See, he does
a burrito.
Right, so anyways, we go there, and he thinks... So he knew somebody else who had done this for her boyfriend. Right. And she had put that down, and he thought it was like a botanical garden.
That kind of sounds like what I would think it is.
Right?
Yeah,
right?
That's what I thought it was.
We go there, and we're okay, I'm not dressed for it. I have like wedges on and
ooh. Yeah, you look so pretty too. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. So then we're like walking around and we're on this trail. And we're like, where the heck is this? He's not dressed for it either. Well, come to find out, it's a trail.
Yep.
It's a trail.
Sure. It is a forest.
It's like a forest trail.
She's yep. sweating.
And so I'm like, I'm done. I'm so done with this. You know, so we're both done. He's like, yeah, I'm done with this too. You know?
Like, it's like wood chips.
Yes.
Like,
but thankfully
we were doing a twofer because so, we also had a day date to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, so we did. Aww. Like, we thought, okay, we'll just spend like the day here, but we'll go to the Arboretum. And then we figured we'd go like... to just around town, find yeah. whatever, like explore, get dinner, you know. Mm-hmm. So we did do the latter part, and that was wonderful. But the first part, we're like, screw this.
What was the name of that breakfast place?
Afternoon it was
Delight. Angelo's?
Afternoon Delight. No, Afternoon
oh my
Delight.
Gosh. Oh, that's my other favorite.
The best so breakfast good. I've ever had.
So good.
So good. So good.
An English so, class I took there, like one of our last days our whole class went out to eat there. Like our professor delight. Took us there.
It was amazing. So agreed.
So and then we also ooh. Found a comic book
so we found our favorite comic book store, which, by the way, just opened a new branch downtown Detroit.
Nice. Ooh.
Yes, called Vault of Midnight.
Yep.
And ooh. We did dinner there. Like that. We, so we had like the whole day. We had like a brunch because we got frustrated at the Arboretum.
It's real.
And then we went, so we were like, okay, now we need like food and sustenance. And like, we're both hangry and irritated because we're not dressed right. And we're hot and sweaty. So we're like, oh, you know.
For each other.
No, we're pretty much like, I don't even want to touch
again
you.
Later.
Yeah, no, at that point, we were like, I don't want to touch you. I need right, food and air conditioning.
We were like this. Like, no.
Have you ever seen that meme? Like, where it's like two frogs. And the, like, it's like when you're hot and you want to touch Bay, I think it says, yeah. or whatever.
When you're
it's
too hot, like, but you still want to touch
yeah,
Bay.
Yeah, it's got, like, the extended. I'm like, oh, that's so us. But, so...
He's anyways, baptizing
it was
you.
It was a great day. I know it does kind of look like that. Anyways, for those that you can't, of you that
devil
can't see. No, he does really good on dates, which again, yeah. like that lady, I never oh. thought about that, but that's probably why he's my husband. One of the reasons, because they're good memories. Good memories.
Yeah,
I had some ones that were not so yeah, good.
But those didn't happen with. No, we no, had, no, all of our nightmare date you. Stories come from other people.
I think so.
Yeah.
So. When it's the one, it just you'll know.
Yeah, but we need to tell some nightmare date stories. I think that's what.
No,
how much time do you have? I don't know how much time you have.
We've still got like 15 more minutes.
Oh,
for this
15
show.
More minutes. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. So who wants?
Is it okay? Because you normally no. tell a story. Did you have a story this week?
No. We wanted to talk.
How the show works.
We wanted to gush about wedding stuff.
We were because so we were going to have a couple guests and they were
oh, wait,
in the
wait,
bridal
no,
shop.
No. So let's not tell a horrible date story. Let's since all this is always horrible date stories. Let's turn the tables because you always say a good date story or a bad date story. Nobody ever tells a good.
I did have a good date story last week.
Yes, okay, but you also had the one. Oh, you had the one that I really like. Did everything?
Cartman.
Did everything work out with him?
He never called.
Yeah, he's married. Okay, so.
I know, right? It's so real. We know he's married. It's
no. Let's tell our engagement story because that's a good story.
Yes.
That's really
girls
in
the
studio. Oh, he did so good. So it's a good story.
All right, so I'll start the story, and I know she'll jump
like,
in.
Did
okay.
he have a car?
Is it okay to jump in?
It's okay to jump in. I already told them that you're going to jump in every now and again.
Normally he's totally like, fine. Let me tell the story, because I'll interrupt it.
You're so cute.
Well, I was married before. I have a 14-year-old daughter. It was a.
I know. See, they don't all work out.
Got married young. It ended up being a really bad.
Wait. How old is your daughter?
My daughter's 14. I got married when I was 20. Okay.
Wow.
He doesn't look it.
Not at all.
Right. Yeah, black don't crack,
not
right?
At all.
Yeah.
Hey.
I use the anti-aging cream.
You know, I have a licensed esthetician, and
because I know it's coming.
No, okay, so he tells people this. This is his line. Let's see if I can get it down.
Okay, go ahead. And say
okay,
it.
All right. He always says, "Well, it's because I'm black, and I'm going to look like this till I'm 70, and then one day I'm going to wake up, and it's going to be Morgan Freeman
overnight.
Okay, so I almost got
and I'll be narrating
Calvin,
people's
Calvin, yeah. Calvin, yes. Calvin, Calvin. Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman.
I know. So I told him, I'm okay with that. I could wake up one day and you'd be Morgan Freeman if you just look like this till then. That's okay.
So
just talk in the voice.
So okay. I had a horrible, horrible marriage, and I wasn't a great guy, and she wasn't a great girl, and we just weren't right for each other. But we have a beautiful daughter because of it, and thank you, honey, for loving her as much as I love her. But.
I'm gonna, like, cry.
So
well, she's like a mini him.
Well,
how could
here's
I not?
The thing. I was a serial dater. I was always a good guy in dating. I was raised in this Christian home. I was raised to date a certain way, to treat women a certain way, but I really never had a desire to be married again because of mm-hmm. how bad my marriage was.
That's real.
And so, but you don't want to be alone. You get old and you're like, this is not sustainable for me to just move from woman to woman to woman. And I ended up meeting Jen, and we met in college.
Wait,
originally.
That wasn't her name?
That wasn't her name.
That's my wife's name.
Meeting Jen.
Oh, God.
Actual, like me. I was like, the first one's name was Jen, too?
I met Irene.
No, we can say Jen. I'm okay with my name being used.
Okay. Okay, so I met my wife, Jen, in college. And her name at the time was Irene, which is weird.
Strange.
No.
No, but you were
She did just change her name. What?
Oh, then you better put a ring on it.
I love it.
You were dating somebody else in college, which I didn't give him
the
time of day.
I was dating someone else in college at the time.
Because
her name was Isadora.
Ooh.
That didn't work out. But that's why, I mean, we had similar friends and whatnot. So after college, she's gone her own way. I've gone my own way. But we were still friends with
one
of these people on Facebook.
Way.
And friend had said something on Facebook. I agree with it. Then she agreed with it. I was like, oh, she agreed with me. And she's kind of cute. Let me see.
Win.
Let me see what I can do here. So we ended
she
up.
She likes the things I like.
I ended up reaching out to her, and we ended up going on a date.
Okay, but wait a second. Addendum. So he sent me a friend request, and I didn't really know him at college. So I didn't respond for 6 months.
I do that. People get so mad. I'm like,
I didn't respond
because
I was like, I didn't really know him, you know?
Yeah.
And so.
You don't need to know what I post on Facebook.
So
now she knows me biblically. What? What?
Oh,
craziness.
Come yes, on, he Ali. Went there. Yes, he went there. Okay.
Maybe
anyhow.
He was taking a drink, too.
All right. So that's my husband, everybody. Right. I didn't respond for 6 months. And then. One day, I think I forgot about it even. So I went and I'm going through, probably somebody else sent me a friend request or something.
Right. And then you're
there's others. And
right.
So I just decided, oh, what the heck? I was in one of those days. So I was like, oh, well.
Sure.
What the heck? It's not going to hurt.
What's the worst that could happen?
He's not a serial killer, right? So
that
then
I know of.
Yeah.
Better some guy messaged me and said, I really like that couch that you're
long
sitting
game.
On. Yeah. And your TV, I like that TV show, too. That's what it turns into. That's worst case scenario.
Sometimes that's a
little
awkward.
Is he paying attention or stalking me?
Right?
So I thought, well, you know, he never did anything after. So it was probably fine.
Right.
He knows my friends. I'm sure this is safe. So I accepted his request, and the funny thing is it had been so long that he forgot he sent me a request. So then when it notified him, we started talking immediately because he was like, hey, somehow it just said notified me that we were friends, but I didn't send you a request. Did you send me one? I don't remember accepting it. He literally sent me this question that was
where did you come from?
Yeah. And so then I had to fess up and say, well, actually, you know, I did just accept your request. You sent it a really long time ago. I'm really sorry. I just hadn't gotten on and accepted it, which was totally a lie.
Yeah, that's
I just
sounds
had
BS.
Just not accepted it. Not because of who he was. I just did it.
No, but I do this because I'm a karaoke host. People will find me on Facebook and request friend requests.
Sometimes I forget.
And then I'll just be like, nope, they need to wait until I actually know them.
We should come. We do that every single Friday.
Also, you forget.
Fridays for karaoke.
But the notification goes away. So you forget too.
Right.
Yeah.
So when somebody else sent me one, I was like, oh, yeah. Anyways, we started talking.
Yeah, so we started talking and dating went really well, but when we got into the relationship, when it moved beyond just dating to, okay, I really care about this woman, okay, I really love this woman.
So sweet.
There was, we didn't do everything the exact right way according to, you know, our Christian beliefs and everything, so we moved in together and things like that. Yeah, I mean, it happens. But one of the things I told her before we moved in was, hey, you know, I don't want to be married. I don't want to get married. I don't need the piece of paper. I want to live with you. You are all I need. It is fine. And she's like, okay, all right, cool. So after a while, though, of living together, right, I'm kind of like, if I was going to get married, she would really be the only person I want to be married to. So I don't I don't see why I can't do this. So
I think there was a knee-jerk reaction, like you were afraid to. Like,
I was afraid, but
and so it was kind of like eased in.
So here's the engagement story. So my car.
Well, plus, you had such a rough time the first go around.
Yeah,
you
know it was. I mean? It was pretty rough.
I would have been the same way.
To preface it, like I don't know if I would have just moved in general. But I had just lost my dad, and I was like, I just can't be at home, like, where I was anymore. Mm. And he, like, I found myself having a hard time just, like, doing normal day-to-day stuff. Like, I'd wake up at, because at the time I had decided to go full-time into real estate, so I was at home with my mom and dad. And so what happened was then what he got sick, and I stopped working while he was sick.
Mm. Right.
And then I was at their house, and I had a hard time getting up at their house.
Totally get that.
And so I would have a really hard time just doing normal stuff where I would go over his house and I would be fine. So it almost became this like survival of like, I need to breathe and just function, and I can do that with you. Like no, something about that
and
made
I was like,
it
gotcha.
Okay.
Oh.
So and I
ruined it.
I already knew I wanted to spend my life with him, or I probably would have never even moved in as well.
So okay, but. So they're running out of time. So here we go.
Don't you dare apologize.
No. So we move in together, and after a while I'm like, okay, she's someone who I could spend the rest of my life with. And I decide to bite the bullet. And unfortunately, the week that I want to go get her an engagement ring, my car gets stolen.
Oh, my God.
So my car gets stolen. Her mother is an absolutely beautiful woman.
What's your mother's name?
Her name is Dawn. We're not going to go with the letters here. I'm sorry. She is a fantastic woman. No, I'm not going to give another name to someone who's fantastic.
Okay.
She's fantastic.
We like you, Dawn.
So,
this room is full of so much love right now.
So Dawn, she picks me up. She drives me around. She works from home, so she's like, hey,
that's really nice.
Right? So her father's passed on at this point.
I didn't know that she had drove him around, by the way.
And I said, hey, can I have your daughter's hand in marriage? She's like, yes! You know, absolutely no problem.
She was so excited.
She was like, finally!
Do you want to go now? We can go
right?
That's exactly what I wanted to do. So I had $900 at the time, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to get something great, but I'm going to get something that's meaningful for us. So she goes, oh, absolutely. So we drive out to Birmingham Jewelry.
No. First she was like, I need to go home.
Right, we went home, but where's Birmingham Jewelry? I don't know where it is, but anyway.
15 and DeQuinder. They're
Madison
wonderful.
Heights area.
Hey!
So we drive to this jeweler. I was like, hey, let's go to like Rogers and Holland or whatever. So, no, we got a place. And so, all right, cool. But we need to stop at my house first. So we go to her house. She runs into the house. She comes back out. She goes, I have this ring. It's got a diamond in it. She goes, this is your aunt's?
My great aunt.
Your great aunt's. She said she wanted her to have this. I was like, okay, sweet. So we took to Birmingham Jewelry.
I didn't even know.
They looked at the ring. They looked at the diamond. They said they took the diamond out of it, and they gave me an extra $600 for the band. So now I've got $1,500. Yeah, so I've got $1,500 to
it's
play with, and it goes into her ring.
Oh, gosh.
And so now here's the thing. So now I want to propose to her, but like a few days before I do the proposal, and I set up this whole big surprise birthday party for her because I proposed to her on her birthday. But I set up this whole big surprise party for her. She sometimes would mention, hey, you know, why aren't we married? Why don't we?
Yes, girl.
Took a little couple
you
toes
know,
ladies, in the water.
They know what you're doing when you do that. I'm just saying.
Like,
but
I just want to know why.
So here's the thing. All my friends knew. All her friends knew. The surprise party, they knew.
My God.
Hey, a surprise party. I don't know if I can make it to this. Hey, and I'm going to be asking her to get married. Oh, yeah, I'll be there, right?
Right. So everybody's like, yeah. Man, seriously.
So everybody knows.
That's why no one shows up to my parties.
Right. Yeah. So I ended up, she says this, you know, why don't we? And so I pick a fake fight with her.
You're a jerk.
I knew someone else that did that.
You know I said this. I don't want to get married. Why are you putting all this pressure on me? She's like,
crying because he's super mad. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know.
So I run to the bathroom.
Someone did that to my cousin. And I was like, that is awful.
I call my best friend Justin. I call my best friend Justin, who's I've already asked him to be my best
Ranger
man.
Power Ranger or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've already asked him to be my best man. And I go, dude.
Oh, my gosh, you're such an asshole. Oh,
I know, right?
She's going to be so fooled.
I would be so mad.
So her birthday comes around.
I had no clue.
And
I wonder why.
What are we doing on your birthday? What are we doing on your birthday?
Dear future husband, don't do that to me.
You will die before we get married.
So I mean, he made me so hurt. It was so funny. I was like, oh, my goodness. Now looking back, I was like, oh, you know.
Right?
No,
this guy.
So the day of my birthday, We spent the morning. We went to the cider mill.
Aww.
And then we came home and we chilled for a little bit. We got ready. He said he had, like, he wouldn't tell me anything about the night. And I said, well, you can't. Okay, I'm fine with you surprising me. But
you got to tell me what I need to dress
thank
like.
You. Yeah. I'm like, don't let me show up looking like.
Don't let me show up like it's a barbecue and it's a formal
exactly.
event.
Exactly.
I told him with the fur. Everyone
did
else
I not
is
tell
in
you that?
Club wear.
I did. I was like, I need to know the proper attire. You don't have to give me like hints about what we're doing, but don't let me show up and make a fool of myself.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so. I said, that's my one request. And so he did. He told me, he's like, okay, just dress up. So I wore like a nice like black dress, you know, and all aww. Of that. And so we go to, was it Antietam?
Antietam.
Yes.
Nice.
So Antietam was a new restaurant that had just opened a couple months prior. We had tried one like random Saturday to get in and it was like, nope, that's not happening.
Not today.
So he had made reservations there, but I didn't know it.
She goes to the bathroom and I showed the ring to everybody at the bar. They're like, oh my
no
God.
Idea.
She comes back from the bathroom and everybody at the bar is like.
I honestly didn't even pay attention to them, so I had no idea. But so we had a wonderful meal. It was a great place. Then the year prior for my birthday, we
Antietam,
had gone.
That's where I had the best chicken I've ever had in my life.
Bam.
That's where it was. Okay, I talked about going
circle.
To Proof in Washington, D.C. Sorry,
so,
I was earlier
okay.
before you got
then
here.
Then we go, so from there he goes, well, he told me he had kind of like a little strolling supper planned because he does strolling suppers for his tour company.
Oh, nice.
And so I was like, oh, okay. So we go, we end up at Golden Fleece, which is where we had a dessert the year prior for my birthday. So I think he's just being like sentimental. You know, that's that's all I think.
I was.
Yeah, and so we have a dessert there. We split like a cheesecake, I think it was, and he led me up. He goes, well, let's go have
wait, what did I say, though? I said, I apologize.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So he looks across at me at the restaurant at Golden Fleece, and he goes, I apologize for the immense amount of lies that I've had to tell you to pull this off. I apologize.
You're like, pull what off? We're eating.
And I looked at him,
I'm happy.
I looked at him and I said, I have no idea what that means, but okay. Like
that is a loaded statement.
Yeah.
I don't think
so
about it.
I'm thinking, like, I don't know what is happening. So
right?
I was just like, okay. Like I eat my cheesecake.
I would tell
I don't
her I was
know.
At one place and I was going to have like meetings with people to like set things up. And so.
And then I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, your birthday's coming up. Just stop asking questions.
This guy.
I'm like, dude,
so
you started
like,
this.
All right. So then, but again, I had no idea it was about proposing.
Right.
I just thought he was like doing something for my birthday.
Right.
So then what happens is he goes, well, let's go upstairs and have a nightcap and, you know, we'll just have a drink or whatever because upstairs is Exodus. So we go upstairs. I walk in. It's a full surprise party.
Aww.
And of course, I think that is the total surprise.
Right.
And so we go through all of the gifts. She gets this.
I want gifts.
She gets a lot of gifts, and the last gift is this purse made out of seatbelts that you can get pure to
yeah,
play.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love this. And so that's a big. It's a pretty expensive gift.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my gosh, this is
it's
it.
Like not
and
cheap.
She thought that's it, and then cue up our song, which is a song called "Light" by Sleeping at Last.
Well, at first I thought I would say like a thank you speech
right.
to everybody.
So
and
I
then
give
I
this
heard
grandiose speech, and I told her earlier in the day she was wearing a ring on her ring finger, and I was
he
like,
picked a fight
take
with
that
the
off.
Day
it,
off.
You know, it looks bad. You know,
the day off.
You are so
right. But I was like,
yeah.
I don't want people to put that pressure on me, blah, 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 blah. And so she takes it off. I'm trying to make room. I'm trying to make room for what I want to put on her
right,
finger, right?
Right.
So
oh
she takes it off.
Gosh.
She's like, I'm sorry, gosh. So
it's my birthday.
I give this grandiose
like, are you
speech.
Serious? I don't want to fight with you right now. And I like
so
changed hands.
I give this speech. And at the end, I get down on my knee.
Okay, wait. I got to back up.
Okay.
So I hear our song cue. And I was like, oh my God. In my head, I think. Is he going to propose? And he goes, you know, and thank you for being with me through this year. I know I don't want to, like I told you, I don't want to get married. I thank you for understanding that. And I was like, nope.
Jerk.
Nope, he's not going to propose. And then all of a sudden he says, but you've changed my mind. And he gets down
and
on one knee.
And you've changed my heart.
And you've changed my heart. And he gets down on one knee. And I was like, so and then I lost it. Then I
well,
like totally,
yeah.
I'm like bawling. Because I have
gone.
No, because I'm like, is he, oh. Nope. Oh my God, he is. It was Like, he had me guessing and up until yes. the last moment.
She said yes. We got it on video.
We do have it on video.
It was adorable. It was fantastic. And
you guys, that's
someday
so cute.
You'll have us back. We can talk about the wedding because that was cool too.
Yeah, but, for sure.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You got Stacey all like wrapped up in
reasons why we're married. That's. We're going to have that podcast. Oh, we're going to open that podcast.
No, girls,
I lied
girls.
To her.
I had some real bad dating ones before. Like, I had one guy pass around his dead mother.
What?
Ooh, no.
I'm not kidding.
Come back for that one.
Wait.
Come back
for
that one. So she was cremated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it wasn't like
no, it was, but like, it was Weekend at Bernie's. It was Weekend at Bernie's.
I was like, what is going on here? And then he told us, and I was like, that did not just happen.
Nope, that's
did
not
he do
cool.
the Bernie?
Or did she do the Bernie? This is why he's single.
Right.
We still is.
Anyhow, but thanks so much for having us.
Thanks so much for coming in and on. And we had such a lovely little wedding.
I'm so full of love. And
we have hope, Chels.
Yay!
Thanks to Stephanie that called in.
Thank you, Stephanie, who called in. Yes.
Sorry if I went over.
No, gosh, you're fine.
Even if you did, it would be totally worth it. I'm so happy.
Anyway, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single. Why we're single, they're married.
I know, right? Okay, bye.
We'll see you next week. Next week's Thanksgiving, but we're going to have a show, so make sure you play.
Yes, in between your turkey or vegan dish.
Or, you know, hide from your families. Listen to a podcast.
Be
like, this is really important. Headphones.
Millennials.
Anyway, happy Thursday. Play that track, Jess.